KDOM Radio, AM 1580 and FM 103.1. It's time now for the Coach's Show as we take a look here at girls basketball and wrap up the season as they've finished up some playoff action here and our teams in the area. So we'll talk with our local coaches, salute the seniors, as well as give a little bit of a preview for next season. It's the Coach's Show, running early as the Gophers pregame starts at 5 with the tip-off at 5:30. So we'll jump right into it here on KDOM. Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Vogel of Red Rock Central Girls Basketball as the Falcons this year. Coach, obviously a tough year for you. You had some youngsters that had to play a lot of big-time minutes, and two seniors on the roster. We'll get to them here shortly. But had the matchup against Heron Lake Okabena Fulda, play-in game on the road in Fulda, and the Coyotes much improved over the last couple of years, and they were coming into this one trying to get a bad taste out of their mouth from last year, losing in that first round at home, and they were able to get things going offensively and kind of take over the game there defensively as well, and they got the win 70-32.
Yeah, they sure did. They came out and played like they got maybe seated where they didn't want to get seated, and they came out super aggressive. We didn't want to turn the ball over a lot. That's what I was hoping. And their pressure and their press really, really got to us early. And they got after it pretty quick and got out of the gate going fast. So hats off to them. They got to Worthington. That's kind of one thing that's our goal for next year. And I'm glad those girls could experience that.
Absolutely. A tough one there. But, a lot to be excited about for next year. Some girls coming back that, will be able to contribute and have that varsity experience. But losing two seniors off the roster, Roiger and Linder, Linder obviously getting out with that knee injury, wasn't able to participate fully on the floor. But, a presence on the bench and some leadership and Roiger, putting in those minutes for you. I'm sure, two girls that will be dearly missed next season.
Yeah, for sure. As girls mature and they get to their senior year and they start experience all of them last, they bring just a new, a fresh look at, don't let this end like this. And a lot of positivity. And both of them girls were super good about that this year. And telling the underclassmen, don't take things for granted, play hard, all that stuff. So that leadership we are certainly going to miss out of them too. And Allie, yeah, for sure, it would have been great to have her all year, but unfortunately with her knee it just didn't work out. But she was great to have on the bench, and she helped us cheer and take stats and take pictures and just make it a memorable year. And Deanne, I wish she would have been out, a few more years, but after she went out last year, it was her first year back, and she just kept getting better and better and better, and by the end of this year, it was hard not to start her. I mean, she just hustled and kept learning the game and just got better every week. So, well, not a lot of production on the floor for either of them, so we got a lot coming back, but just the leadership and all that is going to be missed. Two really good kids.
Absolutely, Coach, and two girls that are going to be dearly missed. But you talked about the production coming back from this year. A junior class with some girls that took huge steps this year. Keisha Wani, Kendra Schrader, Celia Vogel, another junior for you, and Braylon Olson, a sophomore, another sophomore class that took big steps. Lily Batalden, Paige Wondercheck and Sophie Papala, both juniors, an opportunity next year to take a huge step as a program for Red Rock Central girls basketball.
Yeah, for sure. And after the year, we went through the conference stats together and just looked at how much production we've got coming back next year. And when you compare it to the other teams, we're right there. The one thing we do have that also comes back is a lot of turnovers. So we talked about getting stronger this summer, working on fundamentals, and that's one stat you don't want to come back as much. But we have a lot of production coming back, and hopefully, this past year was another year of experience of learning, and And I fully expect us to get some wins next year. And, we'll see what the freshmen, what they bring next year. But I would suspect that they'd maybe chip in a little bit too. So we're already looking forward to it, that's for sure.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time all year long to talk with us here on the Coach's Show. Good luck here through the summer months and getting the team ready for next season. Very excited to see where Red Rock Central basketball is headed. Appreciate the time again, Coach, and we'll talk to you again next year.
Yep, thanks, Zach, and thanks for the coverage all year. It was greatly appreciated by the community.
Absolutely.
Fun way to improve your golf game, rain or shine? Come to Bark Indoor Golf, your year-round golfing destination. Open every day, Monday through Sunday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at 1012 Fifth Avenue. Book your tee time easily online at barkindoorgolf.com.
Whether you're looking for hardware, tools, quality paints, home goods, or gift items, Schwalbach Ace Hardware has it all. Schwalbach Ace Hardware is committed to being the helpful place for offering knowledgeable advice and quality products. Shop Schwalbach Ace Hardware, Wyndham, Jackson, and Worthington.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Jans of Mountain Lake Area Comfrey Girls Basketball. And Coach, a successful season for you, 16-12 on the year. We'll go back here to the first round of the Section 2A playoffs. You guys getting a 5 seed and welcome Newham Cathedral for a home playoff game for you. And, you know, that one went really well for you guys. You know, a big night from 8th grader Micaiah Schrader. And, just an all-around good offensive night. And the defense really stepped up as well and got the win 63-36.
Yeah, I think it was really special for our team to earn the 5 seed and earn a home game going into sections in that opening round. And, yeah, New Ulm Cathedral, we knew it was going to be a good game. They got some bigger guards and some physical players. So kind of the plan was to get up and down as much as we could, and hopefully our defense paid off. And, the girls played really, really well. I think we had close to about a 20-point lead going into halftime, a little bit less than that, but it was right around there. And yeah, it's a good night overall. Like you said, Micaiah had 32, which was a huge game for her. But really, it was a team effort. It wasn't just her scoring the ball. She got a lot of those points from steals from other teammates, who then passed it ahead to her, and then she attacked. So she had a good game. But of course, it was a good team effort. Elle Mae Peters also chipped in 16 for us, so she had a good night as well. But yeah, just a really good defensive effort for us, which led to some easy scores for us, fortunately, and we were able to get out and run, like we said, and get some easy points. So, yeah, it was a good night for our team.
Absolutely, getting that home victory for you, first round of the playoffs. And moving on to the following Thursday, you guys had a Nicolet in St. Peter. You know, always fun to get up there to St. Peter, great atmosphere. You know, it was the second game of the night, and, you know, a back-and-forth affair, unbelievable ball game, but, you know, ends in heartbreak, and Nicolet ended up getting a win there, 55-54.
Yeah, like you said, just a great environment. It's actually a rematch between the two teams, as we played Nicolet earlier in the year, and the first game, I think we lost by around 13 or 14, somewhere around there, but it's kind of right around after Julia got hurt there for a little bit, and it was her first game back. So, and I don't think either team really played particularly well that first game. So, yeah, the exciting matchup to go in the second one, just to see how each team improved. And it was back and forth game. I think maybe the largest lead was about 7 or 8 points, and then I think each team had one of those leads at some point during the game. And after that, it kind of evened itself out in the last 5 minutes. Is probably a one possession game. So we had a chance at the end there. I think we were down one and about a minute left, and had a possession in the second half where we got in that last minute where we got a look, and Ashton Pfeiffer got an offensive rebound and put back for us, and we ended up getting a stop the next possession. And then unfortunately we had a costly turnover there at the end, and Nicolet took advantage and made some free throws, and they went up one. And At the end of the game, we got Julia Brinkman had some free throw opportunities for us, and it's unfortunate for her. They just didn't go down and hit back rim twice, and we ended up losing by one there. So, it was just an incredible game, both teams going back and forth. We got exactly what we wanted with our best player at the line, and just unfortunate that it didn't go down, and that's part of the game. And super proud of our team, and just I think both teams deserved a win, and just ended up where Nicollet came out ahead by one in that one. So tough way for us to end, but a really hard-fought game.
For sure, Coach. You know, tough way to go out, but a great game for the Wolverines and a great season. And these seniors are a big reason why. Six seniors on the roster for you, and a group of girls that have been with the program for a long time. They've been contributing, you know, for the last couple of years, and you know, this year it really able to take that big step from last year and get you to those playoff victories, and you know, an opportunity there against Nicollet that, you know, you wouldn't be there without this group of seniors that has been there along the way.
Absolutely, yeah. Six seniors, which is, you know, probably unheard of in most places, especially in small schools now. So it was really, really fun to have a group of six that they've been playing since their sophomore year, kind of all meaningful minutes at the varsity level. And Julia's been playing a little bit longer than that, but all the other ones started playing their sophomore year. And they've come a long ways. So big improvement from last year, which was fun to see. And we added a couple youngsters in the mix that helped out with that too. But it was really, really happy that our seniors could have a year like we did this year, is to kind of go out on a high note for them. And we were definitely led by Julia all throughout her career, but through this year she took a big step up in her leadership. And before her little knee injury, she was playing at an incredibly high level. And she's just an all-time player for our program. I think about every statistical category you look at, she's in top three all-time. So just a special player that we're gonna miss tremendously. And the big thing about our seniors is they're such a good group of kids, and all six of them are, and they're just a joy to have. And we're gonna really miss those kids going forward.
Absolutely, Coach. And you know, losing six seniors, like you said, kind of unheard of in a small school to have that many girls. And but on the flip side of that means you lose those six girls for next year. But, you know, you got some young girls, like you mentioned, that really came on the scene this year and made a big impact. You know, at one point in that playoff game, you had three eighth graders on the floor for you in crunch time and playing, you know, big playoff minutes. And, you know, that's something that's really going to help you out, I'm sure, down the road with that experience. But the likes of, you know, Kaylin Nickel, Annabelle Hopp, Micaiah Schrader, who was a starter for you this year, I'm sure you're excited about the future of Mountain Lake Area Comfrey girls basketball.
Yeah, most definitely. We're very excited about our youngsters coming up. And like you said, there was three of them there that had very meaningful minutes in the section run. And you know, they just kept on getting better all throughout the year. Micaiah started the whole year for us, but her game improved tremendously throughout the year, and it was fun to watch her have a good year for such a young age. And we have some juniors and sophomores that all played at the B squad level as well, just because we knew, you know, we were going to have mostly seniors playing this year. So they all got time together as a team, so hopefully kind of that team chemistry is there to start off with and for next year. Just kind of we'll have to piece it together as we go. We know it's going to be a big change from this year, but yeah, we're really excited about the group that we have coming forward. Even if we're going to be a little bit young, it'll be fun to watch those youngsters kind of grow together and improve throughout their careers.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time all year long to talk with us here on the Coach's Show. Excited for the future of Mountain Lake Area Comfrey here at KDOM. Again, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again next year.
Sounds good. Thanks, Zach, and thanks for all you do to cover our conference.
You bet. We'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Hammers Furniture and Flooring on the Square in downtown Windham is your local retail furniture, flooring, bedding, and window treatment store, dedicated to quality, value, and service. Stop by today or visit hammerswindham.com.
KDOM Radio, AM 1580 and FM 103.1. 50 degrees right now here in Windham. We've got a few more coaches to talk to. Before we do that, though, we want to give out the Rods Electric KDOM Player of the Week. And this week, it is going to Mount Nicaria Comfrey senior LMA Peters with her performance in those final two playoff games for the Wolverines. She did a great job shooting the ball, passing it, getting up and down the floor, playing tough defense. LMA Peters, your Rotten's Electric KDOM Player of the Week. Back to more coaches talking girls basketball when we return on KDOM.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of our community. At Leading Edge Credit Union, it's people over profits, better rates, personal service, and investing in you. Stop in today and see the credit union difference. Federally insured by NCUA. Leading in a better banking.
Back to the coach's show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Klumper of Westbrook Walnut Grove Girls Basketball. Coach, great season for you guys, 16-12 to finish off here. We'll go back to the start of the playoffs. You guys had a Russell Tyler Ruthin team Super Saturday event, and you know this is a team that got the better of you earlier on in this season. So, of course, you know here in Super Saturday, anything can happen, and you guys ended up getting that win there in Worthington, 52-40 in that first round.
Yeah, so that was a really good win for us. I was proud of the girls with how they came out. About a week and a half before that game, we played RTR, and more than likely, if we would have won that game, we would have been the third seed. But we dropped it by 1 point, so that was a tough loss, and so that made us get into that 4-5 matchup to face RTR once again. So we had four practices going into that game, so we really wanted to focus on taking advantage of the time to practice and prepare and make sure our plan is ready to go, come up with a couple of different things, a couple of new things that RTR wouldn't, you know, be aware of. And having four practices in a row, you can install one or two things and have enough time to practice it to feel comfortable with it. So the girls came out Saturday. It was a battle like we knew it was going to be. They got up by 10 in the first half, kind of late in the first half. And so we kept our poise. The girls did a good job of just sticking with it, playing. And then we went on a nice little run to end the first half. They cut the lead to 4 at halftime. And then the second half, our defense just really rose to the occasion. I think we only gave up 13 points in the second half. They only scored 2 points in the last 8.5 minutes of the game. So if you can get that type of defensive intensity and efficiency, it's going to go a long way to getting that victory. So really good win. Proud of the girls. Get a Super Saturday win. So that was a fun day.
Absolutely. Good win there. Super Saturday against RTR. And sets up a date with Hills Beaver Creek. And, you know, in that game back in Worthington, and, you know, Hills struggled in that first half. You guys were able to kind of, you know, shut them down a little bit. And, you know, the Patriots were turning the ball over a little bit, missing some bunnies. And the door was open for you guys, but, you know, struggling to shoot the ball a little bit were you guys in that first half. And in the second, Hills able to pull away. And, you know, the offense just not necessarily there for the Chargers that night in a 62-38 win to end the season for Hills Beaver Creek.
Yeah, for sure. That was a tough game. We knew it was going to be tough going in. All the games were going to be tough, but one reason why we kind of wanted to try to get that third seed is so we could avoid Hills in the second round. But you know, it is what it is. And so for that third matchup of the season, it went pretty similar to the other two games. Strong first half. In fact, in this regular season, we were up at halftime in both of those games, and then the second half just ran out of steam a little bit, and that causes you to not shoot as well. It causes you to be a little bit late on defensive rotation, things like that. It causes maybe a little bit of mental lapse because the fatigue gets to you. And so Hills, they're just really tough because they put a lot of pressure on you mentally because they're just constant pressing, just constant attacking, athletic, physical, sticky defense. So yeah, first half we battled. It was tough. We went in fully expecting to compete and have it be a battle, you know, all the way through. And then second half just couldn't get shots to fall. They got some shots to fall, and just ended up kind of getting away from us a little bit. But you know, girls competed hard. We went into it ready to go, and but they're just a really tough team, and they make it really hard to play.
Yeah, Hills ended up being section champion, South subsection champion. And, you know, a great season for you, like I said before, 16-12. And, you know, losing three seniors, you know, on paper, you know, some may look at that and be like, oh, it's just three seniors. But, you know, this is a group that's been with you for a long time. You know, some girls that have been some keys to this program, you know, one of them being, you know, arguably one of the best in program history in Leah Carter. And, you know, they're gonna be dearly missed for next year.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so one senior, Ambrosia, she just tried basketball her senior year, so that was good that she came out and tried it. But Carly Ross, major contributor to the last 2 years at a guard, so her defense, her knowledge will be definitely missed. Leah Carter, like you said, could be definitely in the conversation for one of the best girls basketball players to play at WWG. I think you can make a really good argument that she's the best post player to ever play at WWG. And so something like a player like that doesn't come around very often, so it's going to be difficult to fill her shoes. She's leaving as the only player in WWG girls history to score over 1,000 points and get 1,000 rebounds. And so she is going to be missed, big shoes to fill, but I'm not looking for anybody to fill her shoes. I'm just looking for people to play their style and in their game, right? So we're not going to replace her, but we just adjust a little. But she's going to be missed. The seniors are going to be missed for sure. And they're just going to go off to college and start the next chapter of their life, I guess.
Absolutely, Coach. And, you know, I'm going to miss those three seniors, of course. But, you know, a big junior class coming back next year. You got the likes of Hadley Jenegas, you know, Leah Vandewille, a couple of girls who have had a lot of experience. You know, Alondra Hansen will probably take that next step, going to be a senior next year. You know, and you got some young girls, you know, Lainey Jacobs and Kendall Jenegas, you know, a seventh grader and an eighth grader that got some minutes this year. So future is bright. Natasha Wall, can't forget, you know, sophomore this year, outside shooter for you. So, you know, the future is bright for Westbrook Walnut Grove basketball on the girls' side of things, especially with a lot of experience coming back.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited for who's coming back. I'm excited about just who's in the program all the way from upper elementary to going into senior year. So we feel like we can definitely compete. We're going to have to change the style of how we play a bit because we just won't have Leah. I mean, she's just a dominant post presence. And so we're excited for the challenge to get going on the next chapter of WWG girls basketball. And yeah, like you said, we have a good mix of some juniors going to be seniors who have played a lot of varsity minutes. Natasha Wall was extremely productive this year, coming just as a sophomore, so two more years with her, and then a handful of eighth graders and seventh graders that I'm really excited about. They can hoop like crazy. They're very skilled. They're tough. They're competitive. And so we have a good mix of some good veteran leadership coming back, but also some really good young girls that I think if we can get a good blend and kind of get that chemistry, I think, once again, we'll be able to compete night in and night out.
Sounds like a plan, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time all season long talking with us here on the Coach's Show. Good luck here in the summertime preparing for next year. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Yeah, sounds good, Zach. And we appreciate you, too. We especially love all your TikToks. We like to watch those. So.
Awesome.
Keep it up.
Hey, thank you, Coach. That's Coach Klumper of Westbrook Walnut Grove Girls Basketball here on KDOM.
Connect your world with WyndhamNet, your local fiber optic telecommunications provider. Business and residential phone service, internet service, home Wi-Fi, and cable TV. Find out more at WyndhamNet.com.
Custom Threads in Worthington for all your custom apparel needs. We offer direct-to-garment printing, embroidery, and laser engraving. That's Custom Threads in Worthington. And online at CustomThreadsMN.com. That's KustomThreadsMN.com.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on Acadia WAMA Radio. I've got Coach Andy Oakland of Heron Lake Okabena Fulda Girls Basketball. And, Coach, finishing the season with 12 wins, a great accomplishment for you guys there in Heron Lake, Okabena, Fulda. You know, you guys able to take that first playoff win at home against Red Rock Central. You know, an opportunity for you guys. Last year, you had Tracy Milroy Ballantyne at home in Okabena, that first play-in round. Not able to get the job done there in a close game. But here, able to take care of business really from the start of this one, playing very well, getting that win 70-32.
Yeah, we had talked since the seedings had come out that our goal throughout the years, especially with our senior group, is we wanted to make sure that we played on Saturday. So understanding that it's not a given, no matter who you play, because like you said, last year we hosted TMB, and it was a back-and-forth game. It was a great game, but it just didn't go our way. So we didn't reach that goal last year, so going into the game with Red Rock was, we have to make sure that we almost don't give them any sense of feeling that they can come back or they can stay in that game with us. And I thought we did a fantastic job from the start. We had great energy in our press, which forced them to take some rough shots, some turnovers, and then I think we capitalized really well with that. We were able to kind of follow our game plan of, we love shooting the three and we have some good three-point shooters, but we don't want to settle for three-pointers. We want to be able to get to the basket, get to the free throw line, draw some fouls. And I thought if you watch the first probably 8 minutes of the game, that's exactly what we did. I thought we had probably 6 to 8 point shots that we might have taken early in the year, and they probably still would have been good shots, but we kind of passed around or drove to the basket and got great shots. So I thought right from the start, we played really well, kind of executed what we wanted to, and then were able to kind of try a few different things throughout the games so that we can hopefully be ready for Saturday against Adrian.
For sure, Coach. And, you know, that game against Adrian on Saturday, Super Saturday event, was, you know, a very competitive game, a very hard-fought game. One of those games that, you know, never really had much of a flow. You know, a lot of whistles in that game. Adrian Ellsworth, though, you know, giving them credit, they were able to hit those free throws when they did get to the line. But, you know, a very back-and-forth game, and the Dragons ended up getting the win 65-58.
Yeah, I thought kind of similar to the Red Rock game, is we came in with a mindset of, these are the things that we have to do to, one, be in it, and two, win us a game. And that was, we have to rebound the ball, especially on the defensive side, because we had played Adrian on Monday and given up, I believe it was like 23 offensive rebounds, and we lost that Monday game. So I said, we can't give them any second chances. So if we get them to take a shot that we're willing to let them have, we have to make sure we get that. And I thought all five of our girls throughout the game that were on the floor really executed that really well. They got a few here and there, but we really, I thought, did a great job on the. And then offensively, I thought we did great things again. As we got Lauren going to the basket. We got Renee some shots. Tori hit a couple of threes. Ashton was doing some great stuff. And then, like you kind of said, it was a little bit of no flow in the second half for both teams. We committed way too many fouls, didn't really adjust as well and quickly as we needed to keep them off the free throw line. And they made more free throws than we did down the stretch. But I thought, you know, even when we talked in timeouts and stuff like that, it was very much, we're getting really good looks. We're getting wide open threes to the basket. I said, we really can't draw much more up than getting those types of looks. We just had to get them to fall. And unfortunately for us, they didn't really fall the way we wanted them to. But I thought we played a really good game on Saturday and gave the people that came to Worthington a good show.
Absolutely. I'm sure the community very proud of the HLOF Coyotes this season. And, you know, a lot of that has to do with this senior group, a group that's been through so much with the program. It's been playing a lot of basketball for you the last couple of years. And, you know, an opportunity for them to go out as a, you know, one of the best teams in Coyote girls basketball history with that 12-win season. You know, I'm sure you're very proud of this group and a group that's meant a lot to the community.
Yeah. We talked specifically even after the Adrian game on Saturday, was I said, don't hang your heads, ladies. I mean, you gave them everything that you had. And then we just talked about where the six of them had come from. I said they had a start and play a lot of minutes their freshman year when they probably weren't ready for it. And it was hard for all six of them when they got on the floor because I said, we had stretches during those years where we dribbled the ball off of our foot with no pressure and it went right out of bounds, or we passed it to nobody, or we missed easy shots. And I said, think of those first freshman and sophomore years, and then think of your junior and senior years of how far we have come. I said, we're able to break presses without any issue. We were able to make wide open threes, get wide open layups. We went from probably averaging 21 points here freshman years to, I think it was like 51 this year. So I said, the growth on the court for you guys has been extremely fun to watch. And like you said, 12 wins was tied now, I think, with our 21-22 season team for the most that the Coyotes have had as we've combined together. So I said, you have done so many good things and improvements throughout the years that there's no reason to hang your head. And you've really, again, like we kind of talked about with that 21-22, showed the younger girls that putting some time in, wanting to be successful, having that drive really kind of lays that foundation for how you want the younger girls to play when they get older as Coyotes. So super, super proud of all of them. And then I wish them the best in their futures.
Absolutely, Coach. And, you know, a good group of girls coming back for the Coyotes. But you will also be leaving the program, you know, headed to rejoin the Lynx up there in the cities. And, you know, I'm sure you appreciate that senior group, and you know I think the community appreciates you as well for, you know, leaving the program better than when you found it. But can you just explain a little bit your situation as well?
Yeah, last year I got a basketball operations position with the Minnesota Lynx. I had kind of been working that way with them throughout the summers. So last year kind of started where I was up here basically from April to November, and it's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, assisting with logistics, travel, practices, equipment, all that type of stuff. So anything that the players need, myself and then my boss, we were in charge of that. And then, fortunately for me, they offered me another position to come back this year, doing some similar stuff, some more responsibility. And I chose to accept that in hopes of obviously that becomes a more full-time thing up here for me. So I did have to make the tough decision that I was going to kind of chase this dream and kind of step aside from the girls program. And I wanted to give Jason Fisher and Greg Erdman plenty of time to find somebody. But I know with the girls coming back, that leaving them at this point was going to be good in the sense that there was a strong core of girls coming back that have experience, and I know that they'll do great things.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, we appreciate you for joining us here over the last couple of years, being so good to us here at KDOM, always making time to talk to us here on the Coach's Show. And like I said, I'm sure the HLOF community was happy to have you, and you're leaving the program in good hands and in good graces. But we appreciate you, of course, Coach, talking with us here today, and good luck here in your future endeavors.
thanks for always covering us, Zach. I appreciate you.
You bet. And that's Coach Oakland of Heron Lake Okabena Fulda Girls Basketball here on KDOM Radio.
Hospice of Murray County is the number one choice for 24-hour care and home hospice care since 1987. Your loved one will receive the quality care they deserve and comforting care you expect. For more information, call Murray County Hospice at 507-836-8114. Let us walk this journey with you.
Is a sports injury keeping you on the sidelines? Windham Area Health's Rehab Department will work with you to design a sports rehabilitation program to suit your individual needs. To get back in the game, call Windham Area Health's Rehab Department at 831-0634. Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Jacob Johnson of Windham Girls Basketball. And Coach, the season comes to an end, first round of the playoffs, a 17-10 overall record, but falling to Laverne in that first round at home. And, you know, this was a game you knew going into it was going to be tough. Laverne has been improving all season long. You know, a lot of young girls that have gotten a lot of experience over the year, able to take them down on or in the Target Center, then fall to them on the road, a rubber match at home. You know, in my opinion, probably one of the best games that you guys have played this year, just an all-around great game for you guys, you know, but in the end, the ball just not bouncing your way, and, you know, Laverne hits that shot at the buzzer, and they get the win that first round, 79-76.
Yeah, you know, what an unbelievable high school basketball game. You know, give a ton of credit to Laverne. You know, they played outstanding, and their interior play with, you know, 6'4 freshmen, Grayson Woodley and, you know, Taya Johnson, Brielle John, was really tough for us to handle. But I thought our girls executed the game plan extremely, extremely well. You know, we did the best we could with their size, and you know, an unbelievable performance by the freshmen for them. You know, Woodley with 34 points, 21 rebounds, and 7 blocks. That's a tough performance to beat. You know, it was really a tough opponent in the first round, and I was proud of how our girls battled. We played extremely well. We only had 8 turnovers, and just unfortunately came up on the short side of it. And I was proud of how our seniors played, how Sadie played, how Kenzie played when she rotated in. You know, Hayden Sammons had an unbelievable performance for us. You know, she kind of carried us for a big part of that second half. She ended up breaking the school's all-time scoring record for boys or girls basketball, passing my old teammate Jake Holt, and you know, finishes her career with 1,978 career points. But, you know, the ending of that game is one that's going to haunt me for a long time. You know, I just love this group of kids so much, and I'm frustrated that I couldn't find a way for us to come out on top in that one and give our seniors another game. And, you know, it's certainly one that carries a lot of weight, and one that I'm going to be frustrated with for a long time. You know, If there were things I could have done different to give our kids a better chance, you know, I wish I would have thought of those in the moment. But incredibly proud and thankful for the opportunity to have coached that group of 5 seniors.
Absolutely, Coach. You know, it could be a cruel game sometimes, but that's why we love it. You know, it's a back-and-forth affair, and unfortunately for you, Laverne, getting the win that time. And, you know, you talked about those 5 seniors, and this is a group that's been through a lot with you the last, you know, couple of years. And, you know, some girls that have been with the program for a very long time, some others who decided to come back and, you know, give it a go their senior year. And, you know, it's all the way up and down the line. You got some girls that, you know, were really contributing for you on the offensive end, and some other girls that, you know, knew their role and played so hard for the program. You know, this is you could tell that these 5 seniors really meant a lot to Windham girls basketball.
No doubt. Yeah, it's just an awesome group of kids. And, you know, we did our exit meetings this last week with all our players. And one thing that a lot of girls said they enjoyed most about this team is there wasn't wasn't really any drama, and that makes it fun, you know, when you can go to basketball and it's basketball practice and you're not worrying about other things. And this group of seniors, I think, set the tone for a program of having it be a positive atmosphere of practice every day and on the bus rides to games and at games. And, you know, I'll just go down the line and talk about each one of our seniors and, you know, kind of what they've meant to the program. Addison Hogan, you know, she's been a five-year varsity player and a part of a lot of wins in her career. And, you know, she's been asked to do a couple different things for us. She's played on the inside as a post player and also on the perimeter as well. And, you know, she just did so many good things for us. She led our team in rebounds this year, led our team in plus minus. And, you know, she finishes with 616 career rebounds, which would be sixth all time in our program's history, and then 132 career assists, which is eighth all time in our career history, or in our school's history for career assists. So just an awesome career put together by Addison Hogan. Then Britta Chetlin, you know, she's such a great leader. She's always looking out for the younger kids on our team, making sure they feel involved. And you know, she did so many good things for us, and so proud of her, and just an awesome career. She finishes with 81 made threes in her career, which is seventh all time in our program's history. So awesome career for Britta Chetlin, and an awesome leader. Then Andy Nielsen, you know, 1,000-point scorer, and you know, really kind of carried us 2 years ago on our run to the section final with just some outstanding shooting performances, you know, against Jackson County Central. You know, she lit them up, and, you know, we beat them in the playoffs. And then against Fairmont, you know, that her sophomore season, hitting eight threes to send us to the section final was just terrific. And, you know, obviously she has a single game record too for threes in a game with 10, which she set this year, and also the career record for most made threes with 287. And yeah, 5 year varsity player. Then Olivia Letcher comes back out this year, and, you know, as a freshman, she was our leading scorer. And, you know, so it's so awesome to get her back out her senior year. She, you know, she finished with 785 career points. Her freshman year, she had 99 made threes in a season, which is second all time. And then, had 186 made threes in her career, which is fourth all time. You know, with those 3 years of varsity playing, her eighth and ninth grade year, and then her senior year. So just awesome to have Olivia back and, in our program, and, really proud of the season she had this year and the work that she put in this year. And then Hayden Sammons, you know, just an awesome kid. You know, I told her this before, but, you know, when you have somebody that scores that much, you know, sometimes you think maybe it's a selfish player or a ball hog, but she's absolutely the opposite of that. She's so unselfish in her game, and she hustles so much and gets so many of her points off of steals and her defense, and off of offensive rebounds. And, you know, she's our all-time leading scorer in both boys and girls basketball, and then finished second in her program in career assists and career steals, only behind her sister Hadley. And, you know, just an awesome career by Hayden. And, you know, really going to miss coaching Hayden, Olivia, Anya, Britta, and Addison, and just a top-notch group of seniors. And, really going to be tough to see them go.
For sure, Coach. You know, a group of seniors that, you know, second part of the season, you know, we're your five starters there down the stretch. And, you know, they're going to be really tough to replace, but, you know, an opportunity for some girls next year to take that next step. You know, for the most part, you went about six deep with one girl coming off the bench and kind of rotating through. And, you know, that being Sadie Jetlin, a junior this year, she's going to step into that senior role next year. And some other girls that got some experience, you know, you have the Mackenzie Myrons and the Allie Lunds, but, you know, an opportunity for some really young girls to kind of step up and you know, take that next step into the varsity role next year, because you're really going to need them.
Yeah, certainly going to be some big shoes to fill with that senior class. And, you know, they were great leaders this year, and I hope their leadership can carry over into next year's team. You know, we got six sophomores now that'll be juniors next year. They've waited their turn. You know, they've been behind this good group of seniors, they'll be excited for the opportunity next year. And, our B&C squad, I thought Coach Hallie Jackson and Coach Autumn Haugi did an awesome job with them, and both finished the year with winning records. And, it's always tough to say goodbye to a group of seniors, and certainly going to miss them, but also excited for our future. And, I just talked about a couple coaches, but yeah, big thank you to all the assistant coaches this year. Lance Jackson's been with me all 8 years, and he does so much for us, and the kids love him. And in-game adjustments, he's terrific at giving his opinion on. And Coach Hallie Jackson and Coach Autumn Haugi, that's pretty special to have some alumni that I coached early on in my career that are back giving back to the program. And then at the junior high level, another alumni, Leah Haugi, and Lindsay Power, coached junior high as well. So super lucky with the coaches that we had in our program this year, and really thankful for the work that they put in.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time all season long here on the Coach's Show to talk to us, good and bad, ups and downs. We appreciate you always being there to talk with us. Congratulations on a successful season. Looking forward to the future of Windham Eagle girls basketball. But again, thanks for taking the time, and we'll talk to you again next year.
Hey, thanks for your coverage, Zach. Go Eagles.
KDOM Radio, that's going to do it for the Coach's Show here on AM 1580 and FM 103.1. It's 49 degrees right now here in Windham, 49 degrees. We've got Gopher basketball coming up here in just a few seconds, as we'll have pregame right before we jump in to the tip-off at 5:30. So that is what we've got coming up here next on AM 1580 and FM 103.1. Gopher basketball as they take on Indiana, 5:30. First tip, did I have to just look it up? Yes, I did. But that's coming up here next, here on KDOM Radio.